Why do some dental solutions look fake while others look more natural? Dr. Chow is here to explain the key factors that affect the appearance and function of a new smile. And Shawrala is here to share her insights on that after getting dental implants. So the first question I have for you is, Shawrala, so let's bring it back to when you first, before you got your dental implants, did you know anyone who has either gotten dentures or dental implants before and they were not happy maybe with the outcome? And did that maybe give you concerns about fixing your smile yourself?
Yeah. So actually, I was in the market for trying to figure out what I could do for my smile because I was not happy with it. And first, I was on the denture journey because a dentist had told me that was my only option, or dentures. And so I actually started talking to other people that had dentures. And one thing I noticed with them was that they were constantly having to change their dentures. Their dentures weren't fitting correctly. They were hurting. They were talking about the maintenance, the glue, just everything. And it scared me because I thought, I'm so young and I don't want to have to deal with this at this point in my life. And I also knew that when you get dentures, like, you can suffer bone loss. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to end up really, I don't know how many sets of dentures I'm going to end up having until I passed away, right? So that really wasn't appealing to me. And I didn't even know that implants was an option. Although I knew people that had implants, but only like one tooth implant, right? And the only thing I knew about that was how long it took for them to actually get to the end of the implant journey just for one tooth. And so, like I said, I just never even knew that all in four or, you know, full arch, you know, for implants was an option. But definitely dentures didn't seem appealing. And implants, I just figured were going to take a long time.
And regarding implants, were you also concerned about even if they would come out the way you wanted to as well?
I was always concerned about what would my teeth look like after. Would they look like my original teeth, or would people know that they were not my teeth, right? Could they really tell a difference? And so absolutely, I think with everything, if it's not yours, will it look out of place? That was always a concern and anxiety of mine.
Well, Dr. Chow, from your perspective, why do you think there is a lot of concern for, you know, when people are going into this, the look and the function of getting their teeth fixed? Are there certain limitations to the traditional dental implant method or dentures, like Shawrala mentioned, when it comes to, you know, customizing or making the end result look or feel more natural?
If you're going to fabricate a prosthetic for a patient, you have to be able to, in a sense, replicate that patient onto a lab bench, into something that a lab technician could do or use. And a lot of stuff gets lost in translation. And it's really frustration on both sides of the, you know, for my side perspective and also for the patients as well. So, you know, kind of conventionally before, we have impressions. And impressions are used to kind of, that's the goopy stuff that we put in people's mouths that tastes terrible. I don't know why we've never made it flavored better, but, you know, it's used to capture the current state of the patient's mouth. And it's a way that we can then use to make like a model so that we can send that off and to have it be made into a denture or, you know, some prosthetic for the patient. Now, scientifically, whenever you have something that changes state, so something that goes from gooey liquid to solid, there's going to be dimensional changes in expansion, shrinkage in certain spots. So that by the time you make something for the patient, it won't fit just perfect because the impression material might have shrank or the model of the stone expanded during the set time. And that's why, you know, there's these stories of people feeling like their dentures just never really fit right, or they needed to go back and have lots of adjustments and things before things kind of felt like it fit perfect in their mouths. So that's the kind of the impressions. And then we kind of talked about wax try-ins. So with, you know, with dentures or the conventional way of doing implant prosthetics. You also had prosthetic teeth that are set into wax where, you know, you have each individual tooth and you carve out the wax to make it customized to the patient's mouth. But you're also dealing with wax. And this isn't your candle wax, but it is still a dental wax that changes once again. It can change based off of the temperature. It's pretty hot here in Dallas. So, you know, in transit, if it's really hot, you know, your setup or your carving of the wax try-in might shift. And if that's translated into the final, well, you're set for adjustments. And, you know, there's going to be errors or discrepancies involved with that.
And this also sounds like it would require a lot of visits, a lot of time spent for, I guess, both sides, right?
Yeah. To the patient, it would translate into, I don't understand what they're doing over there, right? It's just so many appointments, so many adjustments, and they still can't, you know, I still can't get it right. Eventually, you find like the perfect setup for the patient, and then you have to be able to translate and replicate that into the final. And that's usually, it's more of the experience and the skill level of your restorative doctor or your lab technician who's working with you. It's an art form, and it's something that we're working to help, you know, streamline and make it more convenient for the patient experience overall. Because we recognize that too in our field, if, you know, how frustrating it can be to come in for multiple visits, to feel like you're doing the same thing again and not getting very far. Yeah.
Thank you for explaining that. Before we move on to, you know, what the modern dental implant process looks like, Sharla, whenever you were learning about dental implants, did you have any concerns about, you know, cost?
Absolutely. I knew what the cost was for dentures, right? And that in itself, with the extractions and everything that I needed prior to, that itself kind of scared me a bit. So I knew that implants, it was going to be more, right? And with that, I was kind of like, okay, I'm bracing myself. I don't know what the price tag is going to be, but it's always a concern. You know, we will invest in other things. We'll invest in other people. We'll invest in our children. But when it comes to investing in ourselves, investing in our health, it seems like it's the last thing on our to-do list, you know? And at the end of the day, I really had to look at it like that. I said, if not now, when? It will never be the right time. I will tell you this, the first place to start to research the cost and the amount that it's going to take would be to download the cost guide, which you can find in the description below.
Dr. Chow, you work at Nuvia. Sharla, yes. You went to Nuvia to get your teeth done.
Yes.
So how is a custom smile created in the modern approach, in contrast to the traditional dental implant process, Dr. Chow, you were discussing earlier, how can each person that walks through the door walk out with a unique set of teeth? And I know I just said a bunch of different things, but we can break it down. So Dr. Chow, if you kind of want to start with the first section that we talked about, which is, I believe the accuracy.
Yeah. So I think through our conversation so far, we can boil things down to probably two things. How do we improve the accuracy? Because the materials that we're using, they have dimensional changes. And that way, if we can improve the accuracy, maybe we can make it have less adjustments needed. And then the second thing, it would be convenience and efficiency. So how can we innovate the process to have it to where patients can have things and can get their teeth in less appointments. So when we're looking at improving accuracy and increasing efficiency, the first thing that we start off at Nuvia is we start off with a CBCT. And CBCT stands for comb beam CAT scan. Okay. So it's kind of like you get X-ray that you normally would get, but it's solely focused on this region. Okay, it's a 3D radiograph. So typically in the past, we we're planning implants off of panoramic radiographs and periapical radiographs. And those are 2D images. Yeah, they're 2D images for a 3D situation, for a 3D problem. Mm-hmm. And with this new technology of getting a three-dimensional X-ray radiograph, so to speak, we can see volumetrically, where is the bone? How much bone do you have? In this picture, from this view, I see that you have maybe this height of bone, but then from another view, it might be just this thin. It looks really tall, but it could be really thin. Or is it really wide, but really short? So the CBCT radiograph has really changed the way that we do implant dentistry completely. And then patients will come after we get the CBCT. Patients will come into the dental chair, and it's called the smile design appointment at Nuvia, but it's essentially kind of like a, for me, it's my information gathering appointment. It's the appointment where I get to know the patient better because we have more time to talk, what their goals are and what they're trying to achieve. I also get measurements, right? So if I'm going to customize you something, and it's kind of like the analogy I use for my patients is if you're going to get a custom tailored dress or a tailored suit, they need to get measurements off of you to figure out what's the right size before they cut the fabric. And it's the same kind of principle here. So I'm going to get measurements off of how high your lip moves, the width of your smile, how much space there is between the upper jaw and the lower jaw, how much, if I'm only doing a singular arch, meaning I'm only going to do the top or I'm only going to do the bottom, what am I matching to? What is it? What does the opposing look like? Because at the end of the day, while I love prosthetics for their cosmetic and what they can do, and I'm sure the ads will only show you that, but at the end of the day, this prosthetic has to function, right? This prosthetic needs to restore some sort of function that you have lost because there's no longer teeth there. And that's the most important thing that I will prioritize when I'm trying to design a prosthetic for a patient. And then after measurements, this is the part where patients get more excited because I finish all of my spiel and the boring stuff, I guess. But we pick color and we pick the color. Thank you, Emily. We pick the color and the shape of the teeth. The parts where it feels more your own because you get to choose like the finishes and the final touches, I would say, that we do on the prosthetic. The fourth thing is going to be the scan. So previously, I mentioned that we use that goopy stuff and we put it in patients' mouths and we get this impression and then we pour that into stone. Nowadays, we do intraoral scanning, and that has helped increase the accuracy, duplicating the patient's current state, like their mouth, so that we can get an accurate reading without dealing with all the goop.
That's incredible.
So those things, four things, are going to be how we improve the accuracy of implant procedures and implant prosthetics. A lot of times before, those appointments were to verify that the previous thing that we did was accurate. So like you're doing this appointment because we wanted to verify that the models or the bite that we took last time didn't change on us. Okay, now we can move forward. And then we're verifying if the wax is okay. And then you may have a second wax appointment try-in because you want to verify if that wax that you adjusted last time, does it still look okay this time? So it decreases the amount of appointments if you can just get it the beginning.
So you said, you know, with this technology and stuff, it will take a lot less appointments. So what does it actually look like from, you know, surgery day? How long is it until people actually get their permanent set of teeth?
At Nuvia, you can get your permanent set of teeth in 24 hours, actually. And now from surgery to when you get your teeth, that process takes 24 hours. So you'll come in for surgery, you will get their teeth by the end of the next day.
Now that you've explained the process, Dr. Chow, I now want to hear from you, Sharla. What did it actually look like being able to customize your teeth to play a part in that process?
Yeah, exactly what she explained is what I experienced. I could not have articulated it as well, but from the patient perspective, it went just like that. You know, you walk in, you're there for your appointment, you have the CT scan, you go sit down, talk to someone, they tell you exactly what they saw in the image, you know, what you're a candidate for. And then you're scheduled for your smile design. And I definitely remember that appointment. I was there. They were taking all kinds of measurements and pictures and asking me to make different faces, smiling, you know, kind of resting face and all kinds of things. And looking straight forward, looking to the side, they were very meticulous with making sure that the measurements were correct. As you can tell, I only have one arch. So exactly, you know, how she explained, you know, making sure that whatever arch placement that they were doing, how it was going to fit in relation to, you know, the other arch, it was important. So they definitely took that into account. And then going for surgery. Had surgery one day in the morning and went home. And the very next day I returned in the afternoon and I got my smile. So it really is true.
And I have to ask too, whenever you were, you know, picking out your shade or shape, you turn that mirror around for the first time after you actually get them installed. Was it what you were hoping for? What were you trying to go for? I guess just kind of walk me through your thought process of that.
Yeah. So the other thing that happens at the, I think it's during your consultation, the consultation appointment, they actually give you like pictures of what you could look like with your new smile. And they give you the three options of the different shapes, right? And so I remember taking that paper home and putting it up in my bedroom by my bed so that before I went to bed every night, I saw it. And when I woke up, I saw it because I'm a big visual person and I was ready for the smile. I was just ready. And I remember like trying to toil over which one am I going to pick, you know, because they all looked so good. But I went to the smile design appointment and I knew the shade had to be similar to my bottoms because I wanted it to look natural, right? So I didn't really have like, oh, do I want Hollywood white or do I want, you know, it was what's going to be the closest to my natural shade. And so right. That ended up being A1, which was great, you know. And then I was kind of like, okay, which shape looks kind of most natural to what I have now? And so I ended up going with round. And so I kind of had that picture of what they would look like and this visualization of it morning and night. So I was so prepared for that mirror to turn around, but I really wasn't prepared because it looked much better than the picture. It looked much better than what I visualized. I was so happy. I didn't know what to expect. I laughed at first because I was so excited. I laughed and then I ended up crying. I was like laughing, crying, yeah. You know, I was just overjoyed with it all. And I remember going home and going to the mirror and I just kept looking and I kept, and I was just like, I look like someone. I can't remember who. I smile like someone. Like it was me, but it was better than me, you know? And so, yeah, loved it so much.
You who had said previously that someone told you your smile looked like one of your family members.
Yeah, my mom's. Yeah. Yeah. And my mom had passed away the year before. And so, yeah. And as it does, it is the craziest thing. Like I see it every day now. I see it every day.
That is the most beautiful thing ever. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much.
Every time I come on one of these, I either, well, both. I do both. I laugh a lot and then I want to cry because of just joy, happiness, and
yeah,
because just every time getting to hear your such personal stories, you know, like I feel grateful, and I know how many people it will help to hear these stories too. So every time, I just want to thank you, but aww, both of you so much for spending this time doing this. So,
aww, well, I just want to thank all of y'all for giving us the platform and also giving me my smile.
Dr. Chow, if you could briefly talk about, you know, how at Nuvia, the material that is used is zirconia for the prosthetic. And then from a patient perspective, Sharvala,
yeah,
how durable have they been? Have they held up? I think, are you past your two year mark now? Uh-huh.
Past 2 years.
So Dr. Chow, if you want to speak just briefly on like material, and then Sharvala, if you want to touch on, you know, how has it been functioning with them?
Sure. Yeah. So in terms of the materials that we use, you have, so the teeth, the white part of the teeth that you see is made out of zirconia, which is one of the hardest materials we have available to us in dentistry. The other thing that makes it kind of special too is that all of our prosthetics underneath the surface, you have there's a titanium bar that's reinforcing everything and splinting all of the implants together. So that principle medically comes from, you know, orthopedic surgery where they place, you know, well, I'm not an orthopedic surgeon, so, you know, it looks like screws and bolts to me. the titanium plates, they put titanium plates and titanium screws into patients' backs and spines so that they can reinforce and hold the person upright. It's the same kind of principle here where we're using titanium as well, because it is a well-studied biocompatible metal that can be placed in patients and helps reinforce the whole thing.
So Sharvala, has your teeth over these past 2 years, have they, you know, stayed put? Do they feel strong? Can you eat what you want? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I have tried these things on everything. I've had everything. Corn on the cob, I remember that was like one of the first things I wanted to try because I love corn on the cob, but I hadn't been able to eat it in so long. And so when I got corn on the cob, like I ate it so fast. It was down to the cob like so easily. I was like, I want another. So like no problem with that. Actually biting fruit, like I had not bitten. As a matter of fact, I hadn't even bitten into a sandwich in years. So actually being able to just pick up something and eat it, I've been able to do that, like just demolish whatever. Steaks. I mean, anything and everything you can think of. I don't think there's anything that I haven't been able to eat. Now, there's some things I've kind of tried to avoid because I don't want to harm the teeth, although I do believe that they will, you know, go down on them. So
you say, you know, it's durable, you love your smile, but I'm sure a lot of people still have that same question, like, well, what about the cost? You know, briefly walk me through how you feel about affording this procedure and if it is possible for people.
Oh, absolutely. So I will say this, the price that I was given for the dentures is not far off from what I ended up paying for the implants. Wow. And even better, I mean, the fact of I was getting it in 24 hours, I was having accurate, you know, scans just everything, and everything was included. I mean, that right there in itself to me was the best thing I could have heard. Like it includes everything, includes the appointments, it includes your CT scans, it includes the surgery, it includes anesthesia. I mean, it just included everything, you know? And so that one time it was good. Yes, it is an investment, right? But it's doable. I always say we have to think about our priorities. Either I was going to invest it in myself up front, or I was going to continue to spend money out of my pocket trying to patchwork my dental health, right? With this, that's how I had to look at it. I had to look at it as an investment for me. I was choosing me. And it's definitely affordable. I mean, myself, what I ended up having to do was accept the B word, which is budget, right? I could couldn't be frivolous with the money. I couldn't just, you know, go out. I mean, you know, I could have, but I sacrifice going out to eat every single day or going out to fancy restaurants every weekend. That was where I found the money. I didn't necessarily have to do those things. I could still spend quality time with my husband by doing things that wasn't necessarily, you know, $100 plates, right? We can have a great time just, you know, Netflix and chilling, or going to the movies and grabbing a pizza, you know, like we could still have a great time without having to spend all of that money. And so for me, that's where I found the money, was in my food budget, you know, the food costs that I was spending, and not even knowing. Sometimes you don't even realize how much you're spending in certain areas of your life until you sit down and really look to see how much are you spending in that area. There are options out there, you know, for people. There's, you know, YouTube video out there about you too can afford dental implants, where other Nuvia patients talk about what they did so that they could afford dental implants. And so that, you know, that's really helpful too, just to kind of hear how other people are able to find the money to afford it.
Yeah. And along with, you know, some of our YouTube videos as well, we also have this dental implant cost guide now. And there's even more stories of how people afforded it, what this could potentially cost them, what it looks like paying for this, what options there are. And that's something that you can download in the description below. Okay, well, we're going to wrap up with questions straight from the SmileMaker Club Facebook page. This is our segment called You Ask, They Answer. Angel says, I just picked my shape and color Thursday, and I'm second guessing myself. It is a life-changing decision. So, Dr. Chow, what happens if someone regrets their color or shade or shape, or have you run into this issue? And what advice would you give to this person that is second guessing themselves?
It's really hard, right? Because you get these options and then you're like, oh, but which one should I go for? If I'm going to go shopping with my, for a nice dress or something, I'm going to bring my girlfriends. They're going to help me pick this out. So like, you know, it's kind of, I highly recommend that at your smile design appointment, you bring somebody with you that can help you, like, make you feel more confident about what you're choosing, to kind of avoid, you know, changing. And because as soon as your smile design appointment is done, we waste no time. We get to work right away. Like, our lab is ready to go. We're ready to go. We're already started the process to make your designs. And, you know, I would say that if you are hesitating and you kind of want to have like a change of like your shade or your shape, contact the doctor that, or the clinic that did the smile design as soon as you can, and come back in. Let us know. If you don't sit there and debate about it. Just come in and we'll help you. We'll help you, like, you know, we can pick it together, or we can change it. It's very, very difficult to change things the night before your surgery. You know, I really appreciate every single patient that comes in through the door, because I know that they do a lot of, you know, there's a lot of conversation in their mind, and maybe also with their families or somebody else, that, you know, to get them to come in through the door. And then after that, to hear about, you know, you made all of these, the budgets, and you made all of these sacrifices. And like, it's a lot of decisions, and it can weigh on patients a lot. And so I just want to make the process as, you know, as easy and as comfortable as possible.
And what about from a patient perspective?
I know that there is a lot. I hear this a lot in the Smile Maker Club. Even before they go to the smile design, they're kind of like, how am I going to know I'm going to make the right choice for teeth? And they want to see other people's teeth. They want to see, you know, and after they make the decision, they're still contemplating, and they're like, I chose BL3. Can I see BL3? You know, so I totally know it is, because again, the unknown, you don't necessarily know until it happens. So my advice is go with your gut. right? You knew which one you were leaning towards, right? Go with the one that you believe is going to be the right one for you. And if you really just have no clue, lean on your Nuvia team, because they definitely have seen a lot. They know how to make those recommendations, and they can kind of help if you're between two shades. You can talk to them and see what their advice would be. I love what Dr. Chow said in regards to bring a friend, you know, have somebody else be there to confirm for you. But I also love the fact that Nuvia always wants to make it right. So at any point in time that you are second guessing your choice, call Nuvia. Just call them and see if you could come up with a resolution for yourself.
Awesome. That's some great advice right there. Here's our second to last question, which is, Michelle said, I'm hesitant because I just find it crazy they can even do that in 24 hours, honestly. I feel like that would be a tremendous amount of pain. Can someone share your pain experience?
Yeah, so everybody is different, right? Everybody has a different pain tolerance level, and everybody has a different procedure. Some people have to have teeth extracted, some people don't. And I can only tell you about for me. For me, I did not experience any pain to talk of. Of course, there was discomfort, minimal discomfort. But the one thing that I vowed to do was stay ahead of the pain with the prescription meds that they gave, right? I, you know, started just with the Motrin, and, you know, and so I just took it as prescribed, and I really did not feel pain. Also the icing, it helped to numb, the face. I always talk about this when I get on the podcast. I'm a believer of icing the inside and the outside of the mouth, right? So first night, vanilla ice cream was my best friend. it just helped if I could just numb it. So like I said, everybody kind of handles pain differently.
Chanel said, okay, I have a serious question. How are you guys affording this? Not meant to be negative whatsoever. I've just been desperately seeking an affordable place, but I refuse to get cheap just because it's a steep investment. Any advice on the things you did to make it happen would be great. So what advice would you give to Chanel?
Well, Chanel, I will tell you this. The first place to start to research the cost and the amount that it's going to take would be to download the cost guide, which you can find in the description below.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.